When voters go to the polls in Brighton, England, on July 4th, they will get the chance to elect what some people are calling the first artificial intelligence, or AI, lawmaker. Businessman Steve Endicott is running to represent his area as a member of Britain's Parliament. During his campaign, he has used AI tools to present voters with an electronic version of himself called AI Steve. The electronic image is known as an avatar. Voters can communicate with AI Steve through a website powered by Neural Voice, an AI company. Endicott is the company's chairman. Endicott, aged 59, said his idea for the AI avatar came after he became unhappy with the way standard politics in his area operate. So he decided to run for office in a different way. The AI system permits people to ask questions and offer ideas to AI Steve. The real Endicott can look at these ideas and show them to experts and, if elected, to other members of Parliament. Some of the issues brought to the attention of AI Steve so far include waste collection, immigration, housing, and LGBTQ rights. Endicott bases the process on a research method called crowdsourcing. That means collecting ideas from large numbers of people to reach better solutions to problems. Endicott told Reuters news agency he thinks using AI to gather more ideas from people supports democracy. He thinks this will help politicians know more about what people want and need. He added that he hopes to get more politicians to use AI in the same way. "We're launching a party. We're going to be recruiting more AI candidates across the country after this election," Endicott said. "We see this as the building block for something big and something democratic," he added. Aid worker Iona Johnston, aged 23, agreed with Endicott after meeting him. "We're using AI in so many areas, at work, social interactions. Why don't we put it in politics? It might change the way we live," she said. However, not all locals think using AI will improve government policies. AI and politicians have one thing in common, local resident Andy Clausen, aged 42, said. "They can't be trusted." Endicott is a member of the political party Smarter UK, but he decided to run as an independent candidate. That means his name will not be connected with any political party on the ballot. The Labour Party and the Conservative Party are the two most influential political groups in Britain. AI Steve is the name that will appear on the ballot. But Electoral Commission officials have made clear that if AI Steve wins, Endicott would win the seat in Parliament, not any AI version of the politician. I'm Andrew Smith.